Okay, for the minutes. Okay, we'll get the meeting started. Not so many people on the phone, but we'll kick off and people can join as they appear. Okay, so first item on the agenda, grid operator on duty handover from France and Italy to UK, Ireland and Russia this week. So looking at the report, I didn't see anything that we needed to mention from the French report, from Italy. Do we have, I guess they're offline, I think, this week, but do we have anybody from Italy, from the Italian COD on the phone? No, okay. But there was, so they were raising the issue of one site under the Russian ROC. So the site, Moscow, DCRAS, LCG2. A few outstanding tickets and a very lengthy downtime. Do we have anybody from the Russian ROC on the line?
Yes, this is Viktor Yedneral. We have suspended the GRAS LCG2 site.
Okay, thanks. Okay, so we'll pass that on to the COD teams so that they know. Any questions from anybody? No, okay, then in that case we'll move on to the pre-production service reports and issues with Antonio.
Okay, I have nothing special to report for pre-production, so unless there are any questions, I will pass light releases. No questions, so. Gillette releases. As you have seen last week, we released to production Gillette 3.1 update 42. This contains a few important things. First of all, the host certificate of the LCG VOMS server, which needs to be installed as soon as possible. Because the old certificate is about to expire. Nick will be more clear on this in a dedicated point. Then we have an important fix for FTS to fix an issue with affecting the job submission that sometimes ends up with an invalid delegated proxy. Then we have BDT 161 release 9, which features the fix of a bugs in Globus, and this affects basically all the service. So as all the services are impacted, we included in this update also the new version of the BDII. In particular, this one reduces the size of the cache used by the Berkeley database at the startup. So this cache is reduced from 1 gigabyte to 50 megabytes. This should significantly reduce the memory footprint, still providing the needed performance. So that's about all for update 42. And there are a few changes in the schedule for the next releases. So basically, we decided to switch the content of update 43 and update 44. Update 43 was originally supposed to contain CREAM, and this is scheduled for the 6th of April. This is now moved, the CREAM update is moved to the 14th. Of April because of a delay during the certification. So we had to postpone. And instead of CREAM, we will be releasing on the 6th of April a fix for a new version of Yain clients, which enables the configuration of the service discovery. So there are a new interesting combination of configurations options for Yain, plus there is a minor fix in VOMS with a dependency on MySQL Server added, and then the deployment of a patch 2652, which is the correspondent one for 64-bit of a patch already released in production a long time ago. So that was the one including the fixes for short FCANs. So it was released a few months ago, I think, but this one was left behind. So this is the 64-bit version. And there is the new InfoDynamic plugin for SG. So all of that should go in production by the 6th of April. Whereas for Cream, we'll have to wait around the Easter holidays. So either the day before or the day after Easter holidays. That's all. Any questions?
No, okay. So thanks, Antonio. Okay, we'll move on. EG issues coming from the ROC reports. I didn't see any on the ROC reports. Unless any of the ROCs have anything they want to raise now, please say so. No, okay.
No.
Go ahead.
I had some issues with Delay 3.2 and the lack of MPI supporting it. That's one of them. And the other one is the whole idea that which is the correct version about bouncy cancel.
Sorry, what was the second one again?
The one of the sites is confused about which is the correct version to use about for the bouncy cancel in the MON service. There seems to be some misunderstanding which is the appropriate one or the one that works.
Did you say Bouncy Castle?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, Bouncy Castle. It was the Bouncy Castle version that the question was about, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know.
You might have got the latest one in the repositories. Is it not just the latest ones in the repositories?
Or does that not work for some reason?
From what I understood, there seems to be a problem with the JPackage repository.
There's a problem with what?
There's a conflict with the JPackage repository regarding the Bouncy Castle RPM.
Okay, yeah. I think probably the easiest thing would be to get, if you can get the site submitted ticket with the detail, and we'll get it.
There is a ticket already.
Okay, do you know what the number is? So we can reference it.
Second.
Okay. And we'll get it
anyhow,
through.
The most important one for us is the lack of MPI support in Delay 3.2.
Colin, the lack of MPI, it's hard to hear you, Costas. The lack of MPI support in 3.2, or having MPI available with 3.2. So things are moving a bit here. Some of the documentation is being updated at the moment. You'll also see a questionnaire come your way soon as well about MPI. So there is some progress there.
From the surface, someone seems to be calling back.
Yeah, I think it was Pierre, but it's cleared now. Okay, go ahead, Costas.
So we have quite a lot of users that use MPI at the time being, which for us is we cannot move to 3.2 without MPI support.
Okay, because the lack of it on the work node. Okay, I mean.
Well, it breaks some functionality we are mainly using, which is for us it's a no go.
Okay, I mean,
it's a node type that'll be ported to 3.2 at some point. Given the only one that's made it so far as the worker node, then it's hardly, you know, it'll be done at some point, along with the other node types, I presume.
Do we have an idea when is that? You know, plan ahead.
I think at the moment the only one I know is next is the UI, but beyond that, I don't know which ones are next.
I think it's from a discussion I had with Oliver. I think basically whatever's easiest is next. Whatever works first is next.
Well, make sure MPI is in the list. I think it's probably about the best you can do. And we can ask.
Yeah.
Can we at least get the roadmap way? Which service they're going to port next?
We can ask.
Yeah, we can ask them. Yeah, we can ask them to give an update next week, actually. We'll
okay.
Okay.
Thanks.
Okay, thanks, Costa. So if you can let me know, don't have to do it now, but if you can let me know the number of the ticket and we'll chase it up.
So the number of the ticket about the country council, you mean?
Yeah, exactly.
It's 47412.
47412. Okay, thanks.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll chase that one up after the meeting.
Okay.
Okay. Any of the rocks, any questions, any issues they want to raise? Oh, okay. We'll move on. Next item is group service interventions. On the agenda, I tried to dig out all of the larger sites, so basically the LCG Tier 0, Tier 1s, and any of the larger sites that I could think of, and put their interventions on, but this is by no means an exhaustive list. It's just a heads up of what seem to be the biggest things going on, but please do check the GOGDB scheduled downtime list. Where everything is, and is a very long list this week. Quite a few sites with quite a few services in various states of downness. So please go and check there. Next item, update of the CERN
vault. Hello, yep. May I ask you a question, please? So I believe Fermi will go also into a downtime this Thursday, and we have a question, how do we send the announcement, because I believe the options on the page are missing right now.
As far as I know, it should be if you fill in the GOC database with the details, that automatically sends the notification. So you don't need to send a notification separately. When you fill in the GOC database, it will automatically send that notification for you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, if you see any problems, submit a ticket, let us know.
Sure.
Okay, any other questions from anybody? Nope, okay, so we'll move on. Next point, update of the CERN VOM service certificate. So as Antonio mentioned, and as was in a couple of broadcasts previously, GLight 3.0 update 42 contained an update for the certificate of the VOMs server at CERN. The lcgvons.cern.ch. Now, because some of the VOs have relatively long-lived proxies of 7 days, we need to prevent the VOMS proxy init from failing, we need to get the site services updated with the new VOMS certificate as soon as possible. And the end date for the current certificate is the 7th of April, I believe. Right, 7th of April. So basically, we need the sites to upgrade now, if possible. Apologies for the rather late notice of this urgent action, but anyway, we're fixing the processes on our side to try and stop this happening again. But anyway, if the sites. If the rocks can pass on to the sites and any sites that are on, please upgrade at least the CERN VONS server certificate on your services as soon as possible.
So in essence, what you're saying is that if we don't upgrade, all of the CERN users will be out, and the HEP users will be out.
No, okay, so it's all of the LHC users, correct? But if you've done the whole LSC file mechanism and created the LSC files, which for the last few VOMS releases has been mandatory, the AIM releases has been mandatory, you had to do it. The big exception to this is the WMS, which doesn't use that mechanism. So definitely the WMSs would break, and possibly the CEs and SEs, depending on how they're configured. But probably the CEs won't break, probably. Because the last aim or two, if you do LSC files. But basically, it's a one package. Please put it on today.
And all this in it are the certificates. So, all this certificate. So, it should be fairly safe.
It happens twice a year.
We'll do it better next time, we promise.
But we cannot do very much better. We can't expire the certificate 3 months before it actually
goes. No, it got stuck in certification.
Yeah. Well, we're going to make sure we're going to have a few
somewhere from
bells, alarms, and reminders, and also if we can get the LSC files sorted out for the BMS, then in theory we shouldn't need to do this at all. Any questions anyway on the update of the VOM service certificate? Nope, okay, so we'll move on. Retirement of GLight 3.0 services. So this was raised initially, I can't remember, a month ago, a couple of months ago? No, a couple of months ago, I think. So the push is to retire the remaining, and there aren't many of them, the remaining GLight 3.0 services. So basically removing support. And we want to try and do this by the end of April. So this is just yet another heads up. For all of the sites, please, if you have GLight 3.0 services, if you can, please upgrade them to the GLight 3.1 equivalents as quickly as you can. And, of course, if you have a particular reason for having to stay on a GLight 3.0 service, then do let us know as soon as possible through a GIGUS ticket so that we can take this into account, so that people aren't left stranded high and dry. Okay, any questions? Nope, okay. Move on to the next item, WLCG items. So there was a request to... my screensaver's kicked in. There was a request from WLCG because, well, I think as people have probably seen, there's been... almost everything is dealt with at the WLCG daily operations meetings and other arenas. So we will stop having this dedicated WLCG slot at this meeting. Of course, the experiments... The LHC VOs will still come along and discuss and be involved, but we won't have a dedicated slot. It'll just be all part of the same meeting. So if anybody disagrees with this strongly for some reason, let me know and we can discuss it. But as it stands, we're going to take this section, this dedicated specific section for WLCG out of the agenda. Any questions? Nope, okay, we can move on. OSG items, do we have Rob on the phone?
No, he's here.
He's here? Ah.
Yes, sir.
Do we have anybody from OSG on the line? I thought I'd seen... Okay, it looks like he's tried to dial in, but I can see him logged in, but not on the phone. Okay, so I think we don't have anybody... I guess in that case, Marie, we'll try and find Rob to follow up on the tickets that you've
I have
attached.
Put in the agenda everything I had to say.
Okay.
And I have assigned a ticket to Rob. I think it can be taken offline.
Okay.
But it was taken offline last week and the week before last and nothing happened.
Okay, so I forgot, yes, Rob is around at CERN this week, so we can follow up with him directly. Okay, where are we? So moving on, review of action items. Find the page. I think there are very few. Okay, we have two. First one is check with the EMT about the plans for FTS6 with credentials. Antonio, this is on you. Check with the EMT about plans for FTS6 with credentials.
No, that's...
I have no idea what this
means. No, that's another... so it was probably either as a spelling mistake. Is it you, Costas, who made this question? So... it is not. It was not FTS. It's probably someone was just asking for the status of the FTS patches. It was Angela, now I remember.
Okay.
So this FTS6 came up in the minutes, but
no such thing.
Yeah. Oh, the reply to Angela's point was we inserted the FTS in the release, which has currently gone to production. So we increased the priority for the release, but FTS is probably just a typo.
Okay, fine. Let me find the page again. Okay. So the only other action item was check the validity of CERN and FNAL FTM endpoints. that are advertised on the wiki. And an update to that is that there are GIGOS tickets now outstanding to do exactly this. So it's being followed up through there. I'll chase those tickets offline after the meeting to make sure this gets resolved. There aren't any other action items, unless anybody thinks we've missed one from previous weeks. No, okay, so we'll move on. Any other business?
I have put two things. Sorry, this is Maria. I have put two things for information. Basically, there will be for some sites, this is discussed also in the WLCG meeting, for some sites which are tier ones, there will be a series of alarm tickets issued for tests in the next couple of days. And there is a USAC meeting this Thursday. This is a normal monthly meeting. We are asked to devise a strategy for user support, which for the last year of EGI and in view of EGI will have a decentralization point of view. So first we are going to discuss this Thursday the TPMs who are going to change in nature, and so all of the documentation and the number of things are going to change if we decide to do so. So the people who actually are TPMs and they have knowledge and people in the regions and all of these most relevant people, please join. I must admit that Southeast Europe has not joined since I don't know how many months. It's really now a long time since Alex has not joined or anybody else. So Central Europe also is very absent. So please this Thursday join us. It's an important meeting and others will follow. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Maria. Any questions from anybody?
Maria?
Yes?
Will you please forward, this is Kostas, will you please forward the mail for the meeting to me?
Say that again?
Can you please forward the contact details for this meeting again to me?
It is AOB on the agenda under AOB.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions? Okay, any other business from anybody? Nope, in which case, thanks everybody. That's the end of the meeting. Same time, same place next week. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.